As you guys know, I am not afraid to come on here and point out when I'm right about something. So with that being the case, I also feel like I have the responsibility of admitting when I'm wrong. So I'll go ahead and say it. I was wrong about Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. I've been saying for 2 weeks now that the Bucks were done. They were finished. I said Mike Budenholzer was going to be fired, and that the loss in Game 2 and in Game 5 would be the reason why. Obviously, Mike Budenholzer is not going to be fired yet. I have to give credit where credit is due. Giannis and the Bucks surprised me. They really did. I didn't think that they would be able to overcome that loss in Game 5 emotionally. The Nets had all the momentum going back to Milwaukee for Game 6. And even with the Bucks winning Game 6, I didn't think there was any way that they were going to win Game 7 in Brooklyn. The Bucks had never won a Game 7 in the history of the franchise. This is a team that is known for folding under the pressure. They wilt away in big moments. That didn't happen last night. Giannis stepped up in crunch time. Hell, the Bucks as a team stepped up when it mattered most. Chris Middleton hit big shots. Drew Holiday was crucial on the defensive end. It's impossible to stop Kevin Durant, but Drew Holiday made it difficult for him to score, especially late in the fourth quarter and into overtime. So credit to the Milwaukee Bucks for making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But that's where the credit ends. Odds makers now have the Bucks as the favorite to win the NBA Finals. And in a way, I can understand that. Who knows how long the NBA is going to force Chris Paul to sit out? The Jazz could have given the Bucks problems, but they choked away their series against the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard's hurt. Who the hell knows if he's going to be back for the playoffs? I don't know if anyone really believes in the Sixers. They're up and down. The Hawks, they're a nice underdog story, but, you know, they're not really a threat to the Bucks. Milwaukee has too much size, and you can put Drew Holiday or P.J. Tucker on Trae Young. The path to the NBA Finals seems easy for Giannis and the Bucks. If they are going to win a title, this is going to be the year. Everything is falling into place for them. Like people say, when you win a championship, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And luck is clearly in Milwaukee's favor right now. That being said, I'm still not a believer. I am not a believer in this team. I'm not impressed. I have no faith in Mike Budenholzer as a head coach. You still can't put the ball in the hands of Giannis late in a tight game. He can't make free throws. Hell, he airballed a free throw last night late in the game. Beating Kevin Durant and what was essentially a 1-on-5 series the last few games, that doesn't impress me. Kevin Durant is the best player in the world. There's no arguing against that point, but he can't win a championship by himself. KD ran out of gas last night. It was clear, and I'm not knocking him for it. Dude's played over 48 minutes two of the last three games. As good as he is, Kevin Durant is not Superman. He can only do so much. By the way, Kevin Durant being bounced from the playoffs, this is a serious blow to the NBA. Say what you want about his behavior with the media or him being soft. You guys know that I have been critical of KD all season. But he is the most entertaining player on the court in the NBA. Kevin Durant's fun to watch. Plus, he doesn't shove woke politics in our face like LeBron James does. The NBA really needed Kevin Durant and the Nets to advance. They just couldn't stay healthy. Mike Budenholzer better be thanking God that Kyrie Irving and James Harden were injured. If the Nets were 100% healthy, this series is over in 5 games. You saw what happened when Kyrie was on the floor. The Bucks got blown out. I mean, how can I be impressed with this team? They were undisciplined in the loss in Game 1. They were embarrassed in Game 2. And even though they won, they were god-awful offensively in Game 3. With a chance to put the Nets away in Game 5, They give up a 17-point lead, and Giannis just watched as Kevin Durant took the game over. I mean, it's been mistake after mistake after mistake with the Bucks. Now, you can say that they were able to overcome adversity, which is fine. That's fine if you see it that way. But the way I look at it, the Bucks did everything they could to lose this series. The Nets just weren't healthy enough to take advantage. You can't win in the playoffs with two of your star players sitting on the sidelines. It was admirable that James Harden played through his injury, but he was dreadful in this series. He was not James Harden. The Bucks were literally about an inch away from being eliminated last night. If the shadow of Kevin Durant's toenails not sitting on the three-point line when he made that shot with, what, about 1 second left in the game, the Bucks are gone. They're done. I know there are a lot of you in my audience that like Giannis and the Bucks. And look, I am not a Giannis hater. I do like Giannis. I just don't think he's on the same level as the KDs, the LeBrons, the Dame Lillards, the Steph Currys. Giannis, more on the level of Anthony Davis. A great talent, but not the guy that can lead you to a championship. He's a number two, not a number one. Think about this for a second. The Nets are one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. They rank near the bottom of the league in defensive rating, points per game. And statistically, the Bucks are one of the best offenses in the NBA. But like I say all the time, stats can be misleading. If Milwaukee is one of the best offenses in the NBA, and the Nets suck defensively, and they're missing two star players, how come this high-powered offense averages 102 points per 100 possessions in game 1 through 6? Like I said, against the Nets team playing without Kyrie Irving, a one-legged James Harden. I'm supposed to believe that this is the favorite to win the NBA Finals? A team that had to go through 7 games to eliminate Kevin Durant and 4 role players? I'm not a believer, dude. I'm just not a believer. They cannot be this inefficient offensively and get past the Sixers or the Hawks. Both of those teams can lock you down on defense, especially Philadelphia. The Nets didn't have the size to contain Milwaukee down low. The Sixers do. And if the Bucks do make it out of the Eastern Conference, both the Clippers and the Suns can lock them down on the defensive end. They're not going to be able to make the mistakes they made against Brooklyn and continue to win. It's just not going to happen. And do you have any faith in Mike Budenholzer that he can clean up the mistakes on offense? A guy known for being stubborn. A guy known for refusing to make adjustments. I don't see it. I don't see it. Like I said, though, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And right now, the Bucks have luck on their side. It could not be any more perfect for them to make a run at the title. And credit to them for being able to overcome adversity and make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They proved me wrong. They proved me wrong. And maybe they'll prove me wrong again and win the NBA Finals. But I just don't see it happening. All right, what did you guys think of Game 7? I thought it was the best game of the playoffs so far. Do you think the Bucks are the favorites to win the NBA Finals? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.